Hello everyone, you're listening to She Belongs to Christ podcast, a show that is designed for women by women. Allow me to pray before we start. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the opportunity to hear your teaching. Help us to understand your word. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. The title for the episode is You Can, because you were created like that. It's in you. It is who you are. I'm very much sure that one way or the other, you have had a bad day in your life, but you don't show it. You don't display that face to everyone. Instead, you do the opposite. I've been there myself. You know what? This is because you choose to put away fear. You do some things while you are afraid, disappointed, or even hurt, but that gut that tells you not to quit, you were born with it. Then it means you're a leader. We are going to focus on Deborah from the Bible. You can read from the book of Judges 4, verse 1, starting from verse 1. She was a woman who led in a difficult time for her nation. Just like any of us, they were having a bad day. Sisera and his army were coming against them. They were in fear of the battle. But God called Deborah to lead. She chose to put away fear. Fear of the unknown, negativity, and she stepped up to lead her nation to a great victory. Have you ever wondered how she did it? She brought her heart to a place of surrender. Whether you are sick, whether you are lost, whether you lost someone that you loved, whether you are betrayed by a friend, even a heartbreak. I have times where I have to surrender my will, my emotions, and my heart to God in order to lead. I would have a meltdown in front of everyone, but instead I cast my cares to God, for he cares for me. If you read in 1 Peter 5 verse 7, it says, "Cast all your burdens unto me, for I care for you." I choose to call Deborah an anti-gravity leader. We are all called to be anti-gravity leaders. Imagine if it was 22 for Deborah and her nation, which she was called to lead. It means they would camp in bush, filled with anxiety. They would be probably having to do Zoom calls and online lessons for their kids. But no matter what the year holds for you, what is happening in the world, you are called to lead. Do you hear me? I say you're called to lead. We were talking about gravity, and my definition says it's a universal force that causes matter to be pulled down, to be pulled toward another. It also says the bigger the matter, the more gravity it exists. In the physical world is gravity, but do you know that also in spiritual world is gravity as well? Wow. Gravity in the spiritual world is when we give weight to our lovely souls, be it fear, failure, insecurity, etc. But can we let those things pull us down? I say no. I say never. We are all called to throw this weight to the Lord so that we can run the race in which the Lord has called us to. Barak, if we read from Judges 4, Barak gave weight to his fear. Deborah has to go to him twice to convince him of the victory that God had promised. She had to give anti-gravity voice to call him up. There are a lot of things that you are giving weight in your soul. I urge you to choose to give weight to God's word, give weight to prayer, give weight to the Holy Spirit, because when we take on God's weight, it is easy and light. Matthew 11 verse 28 says, "Come to me, all who that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." No one is more aware of your limitations than you. You know your insecurities, weakness better than anyone else. You even know your hidden thoughts and motivation, because you know yourself better. When God calls us up, we often say, "But God, this bad guy," they often wear us down. Take some time to list all those limitations that are holding you back. Numbers 13 speaks of Joshua and Caleb, who chose the word yes over but. They did not let their limitations keep them from saying yes to God. Do not let the gravity of your limitations hold you back. In Judges 8 verse 4, Gideon crossed the Jordan River with his 300 men. Though they were exhausted, they continued to chase the enemy. Life can be so exhausting, and it can be exhausting. But have you ever realized that people who make it in life have to press through sleepless nights, busy schedules, etc. They push through the gravity of everything, trying to keep them back and hold them down. Deborah did not ask to go to this battle. No, she didn't. She was doing her stuff when God gives her a prophetic word to Barak. We see her showing up, pressing through and leading no matter what. That is what godly leadership is all about. It's not about fancy tie to high. It is about showing up so that God can use you as his vessel to carry out his plan and purpose on earth. Let's not grow tired of doing good. Let's keep our faith, our energy, and focus. Philippians 3 verse 14 says, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It's high time you shift altitude and attitude. Have you ever met someone who brightens up a room just by walking in? No matter how you're feeling or what happened that day, the whole room is just lifted with joy. No matter how you're feeling or what happened that day, the whole room is just lifted with joy. Thermometers simply take temperatures on an environment that is already set, but they cannot change it. They cannot improve it. They just read it. So many of us live our lives this way as leaders. We walk into a room and we just read the temperature. If everyone is angry, then we are all angry. If everyone in the room is negative, then we are all negative. We are all called as leaders with Christ to be thermostats rather than thermometers. You can walk into a room and set the temperature. You can walk into a room full of sadness and you can bring joy and hope. Deborah walked into a nation full of fear and she infused strength into them. Today, let God meet you in your leadership. Ask him to give you strength to be thermostats for your sphere of influence. It's time to set up the temperature. Being an anti-gravity leader means leading when you don't want to. You are probably asking yourself right now, Kuti, but am I really a leader? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego passed the test of anti-gravity leadership when the king Nebuchadnezzar commanded that everyone should bow before him. But they refused. Yet they knew very well that if they don't, they will be thrown in the furnace. They knew and believed that their God was able to rescue them from the fire. They had courage. They chose to believe and put away fear. You can read from Daniel 3 verse 17. It's one thing to obey when there is a reward. In this case, the reward was God's rescue. God can still step into our difficult situation. I think the juicy part of Deborah's story is that she does all that God had commanded her. Every day that you choose to lead, you inspire greatness. Every day that you choose not to live in fear, you inspire greatness. Every day that you choose to be obedient to God's word, you inspire greatness. Don't underestimate the power that you were born with. That is all for this episode. But before I leave you, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this teaching. We now understand that you have created each and every us all to be leaders. Help us to show up when you want us to do your work. Help us to be anti-gravity leaders in everything that we do. Help us to choose the right over the wrong. Help us to choose, oh Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Stay blessed. Bye.